And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Just before we get into a look at the market scope with Phil Wayne, a little bit of sports with Ken, and of course, your loggings and your comments, I'd like to remind you of some English language broadcasts from the Voice of Turkey. The Voice of Turkey will be broadcasting to Europe on a frequency of 9795 kilohertz from 2100 to 2200 UTC, from 2300 to 0000 UTC. That's to Europe. Now to Northeast America, they'll be using the frequency of 9445, and the transmission schedule is from 0400 UTC to 0500 UTC, and then from 2300 to 0000 UTC, and from 0000 to 0400 UTC. That again is in English to Northeast America. Their Southeast Asia broadcast will be on 17760 kilohertz from 0400 to 0500 UTC and from 2300 to 0000 UTC. That's for the Voice of Turkey. Hope that you can catch the station and be sure to send them a reception report and be sure you tell them that you heard about the schedule information here on the DX Audio Service. Let's find out what you have to say with our musings from members. And these muses are the thoughts of the NRC and DX Audio Service members. The opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual writer and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publishers, or the National Radio Club Incorporated.
This is Don Leake calling from Melbourne, Florida. On Friday, April the 6th, I picked up WHYZ in Greenville, South Carolina, 1070 on the dial. They had formerly been a sundown station. They were staying on until 10 o'clock at night, saying they were non-commercial. In the evening hours, and they would soon be broadcasting 24 hours a day. I don't know how much power it has, but it comes in reasonably listenable here. Also, WBMQ in Savannah, Georgia, AM 630, which comes in over the water here all day, is now a talk station. They were automated oldies. They have ABC Talk now and ABC News at the top of the hour, although they promote themselves as having CBS News, which is really kind of strange. AM 1360 from Cypress Gardens, Florida, I noticed a short time ago is WHNR calling themselves Winter Haven Radio with big band and easy listening type music and some old time radio and other features and some talk programming as well.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami, and I'd like to comment on the poll question, should the FCC become more strict with radio stations? I think the FCC should first of all get out of the morality business, stop worrying about risque material and the things that some of the shock jocks do in the morning, and get back into the business of worrying about whether or not stations do legal IDs, whether or not they splatter up and down the band outside their frequency, and other such technical requirements, which was what the FCC originally was set up to monitor. I think they should toughen up the technical standards and leave the ethics and morality to the discretion of the listener. Two station notes which interested me. A station on 830 in Ohio simulcasting with the FM station in Pennsylvania. I wonder if this is the only case of an AM station in one state simulcasting with an FM station in another state. I was also very interested in WGAR, one of the famous stations I remember DXing when I was growing up. WGAR going ethnic or religion, amazing. Hope some of you up in Ohio will let us know if that comes to pass.
This is Carl Dabelstein calling the DX Audio Service from Overland Park, Kansas. On Saturday, March 31st, radio station KIDZ in Independence, Missouri, commenced operation on 1510 kilohertz with urban adult programming. It will be playing music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s in pursuit of the 25 to 44-year-old black audience. Doug Eason, formerly with KATZ in St. Louis, is a general manager. The station is owned by Reagan Henry of Philadelphia, who plans to purchase an FM station in the Kansas City area and move the format to that station by September. When that occurs, KIDZ will program exclusively for children. Changing the subject, I'd like to compliment John Bowker for the Nostalgia Radio segment introduced to the DX Audio Service a few months back. I find it to be very interesting. That's it from here, 73s and good DX.
Good evening, Fred. This is Tom Likens reporting from the DX Audio Service, or for the DX Audio Service from Louisa, Kentucky. And in answer to your question, I think that the FCC should impose tighter technical restrictions, because now that a lot of smaller stations do not keep an engineer full-time, they get out of band as far as splatter is concerned, a lot of parasitics and so forth. One thing I heard about, I realized this is an AM column, but somebody told me something the other day that knocked me over like a feather, that the beautiful music station in Dayton, WHIO-FM, is all country now, which is a complete shock. And that being the case, I had that confirmed for me the other day. I was just wondering, what are people listening to for beautiful music if they are in fact on FM now? And I wonder if you have any of the old Great Trails jingles for Wing or some of the stations like that back in the 50s and 60s. So that's about it from here, Fred, and we'll be awaiting the next issue.
Hi, Fred. This is Doug Hunsinger checking in from Silver Spring, Maryland. Just wanted to pass along a tip that on the 11th of April at 11:30 daylight time, WVOK from Birmingham, Alabama, had not done a power shift. I don't know what time they're supposed to do it, but coming in quite good here with Birmingham Barons baseball. Boy, is that alliteration. Is that the right word? Anyway, they're coming in quite good here over top of the usual Cuban traffic on that frequency, and also over top of the French.
Hi there. This is Mike Dukin from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, reporting this. Today, Thursday, April 12th, I do believe. It was a week ago last night I discovered this. In the Twin Cities, AM 950, KZLW in St. Louis Park, suburban Twin Cities. They changed their call letters back to their old call of KJJO, and they dropped the Z-Rock format, now carrying Business Radio.
Hi, report for the DX Audio Service, Jim Snowbarger from Marshalltown, Iowa, about 1 hour northeast of Des Moines. KCCV in Kansas City is coming in well up here these days. They are 5,000 watts with a directional pattern slanted mostly north-south with a bit of east-west tilt west at the bottom. And doing well here. They say they'll go up to 6,000 watts someday when they get some directional pattern problems corrected. Oh, for that extra fraction of a dB, huh? And all the way to 8,000 eventually. I also would like to concur with the comment from Nashville. I'm having bad luck being overwhelmed by lots of Latins and lots of junk these days. And I used to get really, really good signals from the Great Lakes, Detroit, and WHAM in Rochester, but they haven't been coming in very well out here at all for the last year or so. So maybe things will change and we can get back to a cleaner dial and start being able to hear stations for a change. And my comment on rules for broadcasters, I would say they don't impose enough rules with regard to what they should do, but they probably impose too many rules with regard to what they should not do. We need fewer stations is actually what we need. And when the economic shakeup occurs, then we'll have good listening again. Thanks. See you next month.
Hello, Fred. This is Joe DeCourcy calling from Chicago. And I was calling to let you know and the rest of the DXers that as of yesterday afternoon, which was April 16th at 4:55 p.m., radio station WUEZ on 104.7 out of Morris, Illinois, which was easy listening, has changed call letters and formats, and they are now WCFL, and they play all the hits from the 60s and 70s, and they even have the old CFL jingles. So that's it. Sounds pretty good. And they're talking about doing some changing to make their signal more powerful. So that's it for now, Fred. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Hello, this is Karen Gale, and this is 5 p.m., April 18th, and I'm a new subscriber to the DX Audio Service, and I enjoy the magazine very much. I would like to pass on some information regarding the AM switch column for March, and that WSPZ at 1520 in Douglasville, Georgia. By the way, I am located in Lithia Springs, Georgia. And that station is not silent. It is still on the air. One may get confused because I believe it goes off the air a little earlier than local sunset. I believe it usually goes off at 6 p.m., but it is still on the air. And I would like to make a comment. It was asked how we feel about FCC relaxing the regulations and if they should be more stringent in their policies. Most stations will adhere to FCC rules. For example, the ID rule, I really like it. And most stations that I hear, anyway, are good about giving an ID on the hour or as close to on the hour as possible. But there are some stations that get lax on that, and that is not appreciated. I just don't think that's good, because especially if you've never heard a station before, it's, you know that you can check on the hour and get a decent ID, which is supposed to be the call letters in the city. But I also want to comment on Tim Hendel's comment that I am glad that some religious stations that have taken the religious format are going back secular. However, this is not happening in the Atlanta area except for one instance, which is WAOS in Austell, going from a religious format to a Spanish programming format, which is unusual for this area to have a foreign language station full-time. I enjoy the magazine and will look forward to future issues. And thanks to Paul Stebbins for his gift subscription.
Hi, this is Joe Sorensen in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and WDGY 1130 on the dial, which has been country music since 1977, as which formats this Monday, April the 16th, is now talk radio with mostly American Radio Network, and also on April 1st, KJJO is now with the Business Radio Network at 950 on the radio dial. Those are some of the latest happenings here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Look forward to getting the next DX audio service. This is Joe Sorensen signing off.
Hi, this is Rick in the Dalles, Oregon. In response to Jay's comment about the variability of West Coast AM conditions, Jay, you're absolutely correct. In Bakersfield, of course, where I was, as you know, Jay, for a long time, I noticed really very little change from night to night. Sometimes a little bit of emphasis on the north. CKLG might come in better, for example, on 750 on one night than another. And that seemed to be favored more in May and October, those stations, a little bit, but not really all that much. Here, for example, about 150 miles, I'd say, from Seattle, for example, in the fall and spring, there will be nights when there will absolutely be no Seattle on the band, and a station in Salt Lake City will be the only thing you might hear, for example, on 570 rather than KVI, and no Vancouver on the band at times, or some nights it might be better for California than others. A lot of difference just between the California area and the Pacific Northwest. Apparently, California is very unusual in that stability on the AM band.
And if you have a point to ponder, a question to ask, or maybe just a comment or two, give us a call on the Action Line, area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day. The DX Audio Service Action Line is for members only. And here's a point we'll ponder maybe on the next edition. Do you think that the FCC is doing enough to regulate radio? Give us a call and let us know your answer.
W-I-N-G. where mortals get together.
Welcome to Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for the month of May. First off, I'd like to send out a special thanks for writing to Mike Lance of Miami, Florida. Mike sent in a bit of information on an UNID from an earlier issue, plus his logging of WZZD 990 Philadelphia. Nice catch, Mike, and good to hear from you. Lots of special items to go through this month, all from the pages of DX News. Let's get going. From issue 21, we got word that the Larry King Show has moved from WLUP to WGCI in Chicago. And up on 1040, the Sally Jesse Raphael Show was heard on WHO at 0238 hours ELT, so they may have dropped their all-night trucker show. WFSF 1200 Ozark, Alabama has changed formats to Urban Contemporary and uses the slogan Energy 103, possibly referring to their FM station on 103.9. They also carry the Sheridan Broadcasting Network. Another Larry King station change, this time in Peoria. He's on WIRL 1290, while his old home in Peoria, WMBD 1470, has picked up ABC Talk Radio. WCSE 1390 in Charleston, South Carolina is now affiliated with the Cool Gold Network out of Phoenix. And WEHN 1530 Northeast Pennsylvania was heard with the audio portion of Headline News. Thanks to reporters Wendell Ford, Robert Tierra, and Charles Ray for these items. Pressing on to issue 22, the big news from the Northeast was WNYC's switch from 8:30 to 8:20 finally took place on February 14th. Although they initially were on with reduced power, they probably have upped the kilowatts to 50 by now. WGUL 860 Dunedin, Florida was heard at 0128 hours, so their 1600 watt night CP must be on. KFAL 900 Fulton, Missouri is now running 1,000 watts days, 121 watts nights, and 172 watts on their PSSA. Their schedule is 0630 to 0100 ELT. WFAW 940 Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin is now carrying Larry King. WGGA 1240 Gainesville, Georgia is now simulcasting their FM, WGGA 101.9 with oldies and CHR, and IDs as Georgia 101.9 FM. WKGN 1340 Knoxville, Tennessee is now silent, and that makes the three silent frequencies in Knoxville, 1340, 1430, and 1580. And they're talking about expanding the medium wave band. Shoot. Our thanks to Ed Janis, Bob Harrison, Ray Aruda, Hank Holbrook, Bob Kramer, Eric Buneman, Steve Francis, and the NRC's own Michael Knitter for contributing to issue 22. Well, moving on to issue 23, we note that WGTO 540 in Pine Hills, Florida is now in stereo. WBLX 660 Fairhope, Alabama was heard at 2216 hours one evening, so maybe they're full-time now. WAMT 1060 Titusville, Florida is now programming in Spanish. KDZA 1230 Pueblo, Colorado has fired its on-air staff and now simulcasts KATM 100.7 with Rock 100.7 and the CAT slogans. WWOK 1280 Evansville, Indiana no longer simulcasts the AOR format of WGBF FM as we're heard playing oldies and IDing as OK Radio. KPMC 1560 Bakersfield is now NSP with CNN News. A promo announced the format change as your new spot on the dial for news. WIXY 1600 East Longmeadow, Massachusetts has changed their format to Nostalgia Big Band, switching from country and western and using the slogan the new WIXY, the music of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Reporters contributing special tips in issue 23 were Russell Skotka, Eric Buneman, Don Trelford, Chris Knight, Tim Hall, and old reliable Wendell Ford. Looking at issue 24, we find that CKYQ 610 Grand Bank, Newfoundland and CIYQ 680 Grand Falls, Newfoundland are IDing as CKIX Kix Country. Definitely not parallel to CJYQ 930, which no longer makes any reference to Q Radio Network. 610 and 680 are noted in parallel, but with only one call sign. CKLW 800 Windsor, Ontario is now the Larry King station for the Detroit area. Larry was formerly carried on WXYT 1270, which now is TalkNet All Night. CKLW, by the way, is still Music of Your Life the rest of the time. WIXY 1600 East Longmeadow, Mass. Was noted with Springfield Indians AHL hockey and has changed their format to, from country and western to nostalgia. A couple of notes to end this month's column. Anyone in the San Antonio area is welcome to attend the next meeting of the Knob Twisters, May 11th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Indian Hills Mobile Home Park 2. They're located at 3500 Goliad in San Antonio, and I just may see you there. By the way, I'd be glad to give advance publicity here for all your get-togethers, but must have the info in sufficient time to allow for our recording schedule. And wanted, your 1989 broadcasting yearbook. When you get your 1990 edition, I'll pay $10 tops plus postage. Well, that's all for this issue, so until next time, this is Bill Hale reporting for the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. By the way, my address for contributions to DDXD and anything else you may want to send my way is 734 Burleson, spelled B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, M-A-R-C-O-S, Texas, 786664335. 73, everyone.
Big and new, KDWB. It's Metropolitan.
And hello again, friends. This is Ken Onischuk in suburban Chicago with the annual Major League Baseball Radio and TV Roundup. Before I start, I'd like to thank those members who added corrections to the NBA station list. I appreciate that. Now we're going to start out here with the American League East preview for all the teams and the radio and TV stations and the broadcasters and whatever else I can fill you in on. The Baltimore Orioles will be on 1090 WBAL with John Miller and Joe Angel. And television channel 2, WMAR, with Brooks Robinson and Jim Palmer. Cable is Home Team Sports with Mel Proctor, Rex Barney, and John Lowenstein. Unfortunately, I don't have any information about the size of a network or how many games for the Orioles. The Boston Red Sox will be this year on 680 WRKO, formerly with WPLM 1390, a big Boston station now, with Bob Starr and Joe Castiglione on the 65-station Red Sox radio network. And I imagine those outside the New England market can hear it on 1080 WTIC out of Hartford, which has done so for so many years. Television will be Channel 38 WSBK, which will broadcast 75 games with Bob Montgomery and Sean McDonough. Cable TV is New England Sports Network with Ned Martin and Jerry Remy. The Cleveland Indians this year, as always, seems to be on 1100 3WE, WWWE, and their 30-station network with veteran Herb Score and newcomer Tom Hamilton. And Channel 43, WUAB, will broadcast 60 games to the area with Jack Corrigan and Mike Keegan announcing. And cable is Sports Channel Ohio with Rick Manning and Dan Coughlin. The Detroit Tigers on 760 WJR with the same crew of Ernie Harwell and Paul Carey and a 47-station network. Channel 4 WDIV, I missed that before, will carry 38 games. Okay. Announced by George Kell and Al Kaline. Cable is Pro-Am Sports with Larry Osterman and Jim Northrup. The Milwaukee Brewers, my local out-of-town team, you might say, for me, on 620 WTMJ and a 63-station network with nationally known now Bob Uecker and Pat Hughes. And television channel 24, WCGV, will broadcast 60 games, announced with Jim Paschke and Pete Vukovich. The New York Yankees on 770 WABC, and might add the fourth year of a 10-year contract, with rather new announcers, it seems, this time around, John Sterling and Jay Johnstone. And television, Channel 11, WPIX, is doing their 40th year of Yankee baseball. Isn't that great? 40 years of continuous broadcasting of one team. And their announcers are Phil Rizzuto, George Grandy, and Tom Sievers. And the Madison Square Garden Network will have Dwayne Statz, Tony Kubek, and Al Trutwig. And they will carry 75 games on Channel 11. The Toronto Blue Jays, again, as usual, as always, 1430 CJCL, which I can pick up sometimes with Tom Cheek and Jerry Holworth and a 50-station network. And broadcasting really confused me on the amount of games they were doing, but I'll presume at Channel 9, CFTO will do 50 games because they said CTV will do 50 games, and I'm not sure if that's Channel 9 or not. The American League West, 710 KMPC, and a 22-station network will carry the games with Al Cronin and Ken Brett. And in Spanish, the mighty 1090 XPRS with Cos Vila and Ruben Valentin. Channel 5, KTLA, will televise 52 games to the market with Joe Torre, Reggie Jackson, and the cable channel is Sports Channel with Joe Garagioli and Joe Torre. The Chicago White Sox on 670 WMAQ, all new 67 with John Rooney and Wayne Hagen, and a network of 30 stations in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Florida. And Spanish broadcast, WTAQ 1300, will do 40 games. Television, first time the Cubs and the Sox on same channel, WGN will carry 45 weeknight and weekend games announced by Jim Durham and Tom Pachoric. Cable is Sports Channel Chicago, announced by Ken Harrelson and Tom Pachoric. The Kansas City Royals, as usual on an out-of-town station, 580 WIBW in Topeka, and the network also 980 KMBZ in Kansas City, and a 135-station network in 12 states. Denny Matthews and Fred White keep you informed. And Channel 4, WDAF, will carry 50 games, announced by Denny Treese and Paul Splittorf on 18-station network in 7 states. The Minnesota Twins on 830 WCCO with Herb Carneal and newcomer John Gordon in an 80-station network. Okay, that should be right there in 5 states. And Channel 4 WCCO will carry just 33 games with Ted Robinson and Jim Cott. However, the rest I bet you're going to be picked up by cable Midwest Sports Channel with Robinson, Cott, and Dick Bremer. And I also see where WCCO has subleased out 33 games to Channel 29, KITN, in a network to see what I had here earlier. 4-station network in Iowa and the Dakotas. So there'll be 60 games overall on 2 different stations. The Oakland A's on 5, the world champion A's, I should say, on 560 KSFO with Bill King and Lon Simmons, and a 22-station network, Ray Fossey also, and in Spanish on 1430 KNTA with Amari Pai Gonzalez, Erwin Higueros, and Evelo Mendoza.
And we'll have the balance of Ken's report on sports networks on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Right now, due to a technical follow-up, we're going to present Phil Wayne, technically because the bulk eraser didn't work. Now here's Phil.
Well, gee, Fred, my introductions just keep getting more and more interesting, don't they? Hi, this is Phil Wayne with another great Marcoscope. This month, we're with Nick Seramus and Paul Miliarelli, cruising the Big Apple and tweaking our tuners once again. Now, since we've got a lot to cover in the nation's largest radio market, we had better get going. So here, from just outside of New York City, from the Toilet City, I guess, Here are this month's guest hosts.
From beautiful downtown Flushing, home of Shea Stadium, Flushing Meadow Park, and the Friendly Donut Shop. Hi, this is Nick Ceramus for MarketScope on the DX Audio Service, and it is my pleasure to be bringing you New York City radio during the holidays of 1989, and I understand that this is actually the first time that New York has ever been featured on MarketScope. We are going to feature virtually the entire New York radio dial, and we're going to start off on the AM dial in no particular order with the famous spot at 660. Sorry, we're doing some fancy editing here because someone here corrected me. By the way, let me apologize now for all the lousy edits that are done on this, but you'll get the gist of it. We're going to start off with the old, what used to be WNBC, what is now WFAN, and that's a whole story I really don't want to get into. So here we go. You have anything you want to say, by the way, Paul?
Paul Mazzarelli in the studio now with us.
And here is Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
Green, WFAN Sports. So here's an item from my friend in the New York Daily News, not Lupica, but Bob...
Raisman.
Thanks, Lou. Item, Mike Francesa steals...
Raisman!
Oh, did you decide to come in and do the show with me this morning? Item, Mike Francesa.
I had to go to the bathroom.
You're 47 years old.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Talk like a man. You had to go in there and wring out your snake.
Well.
Give your love slug a drink. Come on. Item, Mike Francesa steals page from Bill Major's book. That's right. I'm reading from Raisman's column. We all know the unamazing is the master of the cross promo. You don't mind if we do this program, do you? Get out of the studio before I reveal who you are, Hollander.
Read the item and quit being distracted.
We all know the unamazing is a master of the cross promo. It's discouraging to see a dude so righteous as Francesa slipping into this dweebish wailing bag. Happened Sunday, the subject of Steve Spurrier's future came up on Francesa's Sunday NFL show on FAN. A lot of people listen to that. So Francesa says, as I said on CBS yesterday, now... Now, Francesa, who is repulsively fat and is on at halftime during college football when everybody is either getting a sandwich or going in and draining their lizard, thinks that he's Dan Rather. He's on for maybe 3 minutes talking with that geek Greg Gumbel, and he's plugging that. I mean, how lame is that?
Well,
how weak is that?
It's hard even to assess. But it's pretty doggone tedious.
And he's copped an attitude here at the station. They're still getting $150 a pop for his tedious spots, by the way. Oh, you don't like that, do you? Well, you're trying to charge more, aren't you? Make him buy in the morning and then...
400!
Yeah, right. If you get 400 of that, I'll kiss you.
Look out now.
Get out of here. It's 10 minutes till 8. Meyer, can't you control this guy? No. It's 10 minutes till 8, I'm missing the morning.
Up next, we have... We are now going to move on to another old radio station, one of the few three caller letter. Thank you very much, yes. And in my tradition of not getting any legal IDs, here is 710 WOR New York, the talk station.
Can I stand up and show you how loose these pants are? Is it okay?
I know you'd object to it.
Look how loose these pants have become.
I've got to admit, 30 pounds later,
so I just want you to see that. Because people question, have you really lost that kind of weight? And there's my proof
right there. You just didn't go out and buy new pants just another size bigger.
Well, it's sort of a reward to yourself when they get, you know, the pants get bigger and you get smaller. It's all in your head. But it's working. That's the point.
No, it's all in your mouth. That's the problem, right?
Not anymore.
Keep it out of your mouth, out of your stomach, and in your head. There are over 50 Nutrisystem centers in the tri-state area, including the newest one.
He's got the headphones
one.
Caught in his pants.
Including the newest
Turn
center.
Turn the volume up.
In Riverdale, New Jersey. Fortunately, friends, you cannot see this on your radio. Call 1-800-321-THIN for the center near you. That's 1-800-321-THIN. Nutrisystem. system, they succeed.
The most fun he's had in months.
I want to tell you, they succeed where diets fail. George Meade, on the ground, winds gusting to better than 40 miles an hour. It's a wild morning, George.
Yes, 77 WABC. No, we're not going to give you any retrospective kind of deal, except that they've been talked since 1982, and really things haven't been the same. Here is a little bit of Talk Radio 77 WABC New York.
ABC Radio News will be feeding a special reporter satellite 01 blah 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 blah. Subject: U.S. Green Berets out of hotel in El Salvador.
But now you got the whole flavor of it.
What flavor? Did you smell sweat in that report? Could you see the dirt and the slime on these people's faces?
I could, yeah.
Well, anyway, El Salvador, there are a lot of people who are saying that what we've got to do in Nicaragua is let the free and open electoral process take place. Let's have the elections down there. The Sandinistas have promised free elections. Let's have them. Sounds good, doesn't it? On the surface, doesn't it look a wonderful thing? Democratize Nicaragua. My friends, we're dealing with communists down there. And these are not like, apparently, the Eastern Europe brand. These people, it's brand new to them. I mean, these are the spear carriers here. These are the guys on the front lines, these little grease balls down there, all charged up about it. They haven't figured out yet that it doesn't work. And so, the people who lost certifiably free elections are the ones carrying out the murders in El Salvador. So what good does free elections do? And look at Panama. Old grapefruit face Manuel Antonio Noriega de Saavedra, and whatever his family name is, lost. What did he do? Well, the hell with this election. It wasn't the way of... So he just threw him, beat up the guy who won. What are we dealing with now? And these jerks run around this country blaming George Bush for the death of the Jesuit priest. Oh, we'll take a break and be back.
Next we have News 88 WCBS. As I said, I'm not going in any particular order because I'm really not that coordinated. So here is a little bit of WCBS complete with its latest jingle package.
Good afternoon, I'm Wayne Cabot. Top stories ahead next hour on WCBS News 88. President Bush is heckled in Chicago over a Central American policy as he declares the left wing must not take over El Salvador. Details next from CBS News on the hour. At least 100,000 people are demonstrating against Czechoslovakia's government in Prague, by far the largest protest there in 20 years. A judge throws the book at the murderer of Bellevue Dr. Catherine Hinnith, giving Stephen Smith 50 years to life. Family and friends laid to rest more young victims of last week's tornado that struck an Orange County elementary school. Football tonight, Denver at Washington. Hockey, the Rangers host Winnipeg. 56 and cloudy.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you'll hear it here on WCBS New York.
More than just a headline, WCBS.
Good afternoon, WCBS News Time, 2:05. Tom Franklin's off today. I'm Wayne Cabot. Cloudy afternoon, 56 degrees in New York. A very gray day will give way to some clearing tonight and turning much colder. Our forecast from Craig Allen calls for readings to drop into the mid to upper 30s overnight. Chance of a few flurries. And by tomorrow, variable amounts of clouds and very windy, quite cold, a few snow flurries again, and the temperature will steadily or slowly fall through the 30s.
Listen, folks, I know what you're all saying. You forgot 10-10 winds. So, here we go. Little brief snippet. It's not worth, that much more. Here's WINS New York. Used to be a great top 40 station in the 60s, and the way of all the other AM top 40 stations, they...
Not that all new stations are bad, but this is...
These guys aren't there. It's Combo, by the way, and that might be... Although CBS is now Combo also. But. So here's WINS. It is an AM stereo, but we have it for you in AM mono.
Changes brew in your day. You can tune in for AccuWeather Forecast 2-3-4 times a day on 1010 Winds Radio right here at WINS New York.
All news, all the time. This is WINS. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good morning.
Maroon
brutal cold engulfs the metropolitan area, how is everyone coping as they get ready for the holiday weekend?
And how long will the deep freeze last? Get the latest AccuWeather report and all of the day's news on your only all-news station, WINS.
Because a lot can happen in a little while. Listen to 1010 Winds 2, 3, 4 times a day.
Good morning. I'm Michael O'Neill. Wind news time at Stone will be exactly 10:30. It is so cold today that it's painful. It hurts.
Right now we're going to listen to a station that has quite a bit of tradition in New York. They originally started out at 1330 on the AM dial. I believe that's where they started back in the 30s. And through a long, crazy swap that went on with FAN and a bunch of other stations, they now appear at 1050 on the AM dial. This is the station that speaks your language, WEVD, and here's a little sample.
Now you would ask, how did a Jewish composer, Ilya Trilling, ever get to Azerbaijan? Well, his parents came from Russia. They were Yiddish actors. His mother, a very beautiful, talented lady. She was a leading lady by the name of Miriam Trilling. And his father was a character comedian, Herman Berman.
On 1130 in New York is a station that used to be known as WJZ in Newark. And featured such famous people in the past as Martin Block, William B. Williams. Anybody else, Paul?
The Milkman's Matinee, for those who remember that.
Right, which is now the Larry King Show, by the way.
Yeah, it used to be Bob Jones and Art Ford and every other predator.
Bill Hickok used to be on there. Not the same famous one. Anyhow, they're now owned by Westwood One. They used to be owned by Metro Media. And an interesting thing about this, WNEW AM, later on we'll hear its sister station. No, not WNEW FM, WYNY. There's a big legal thing about that. We'll get into that later, maybe. So here is 1130 WNEW.
All your favorite hits from the 40s, 50s, and 60s on New York's number one AM music station, Stereo 1130 WNEW, New York.
That's some record. That's Diane Shore. What a singer. I don't know who you would compare her to. She's... There's something sort of Ella Fitzgeraldish about her, but she's probably the best new young singer to come along in years. Diane Shore on WNEW.
Paul?
Yeah?
We are now going to feature 1190 WLIB.
Okay.
You have anything interesting to say about that station?
It's diverse in its own way, wouldn't you say?
He's a very polite man. This is 1190 WLIB.
And now, back to Imhotep, Gary Bird, and the new GBE, live at the Apollo.
You're listening to Talk Radio 1190 WLIB, and you're inside of the new GBE, the Global Black Experience, Afrocentricity, on this 22nd day of November, 1989. And taking a look at this history, Mississippi legislature enacted the Black Codes today, which restricted the rights and freedom of movement of freedmen. And the Black Codes were enacted in Mississippi and other southern states, virtually re-enslaving the freedmen. In some states, there was actually a situation where any white person could arrest any black. In other states, minor officials could arrest black vagrants and refractory and rebellious Negroes and force them to work on road and levees without pay.
Here is another one of Paul's favorite radio stations.
Yeah.
This is 1280 WADO. Paul, tell us about this station.
Well, it's the one language I never took in high school.
WADO New York.
Esta es su Radio Wallow, la campeona al servicio de la familia hispana en New York, New Jersey y Connecticut.
Esto es Wado Reloj, síntesis informativa.
Muy buenos días, hablándole Jorge Roberto. Estos son los titulares de la hora. La temperatura actual en Nueva York es de 27 grados. Este ha sido un servicio especial en español para Radio Wado. Informó Jorge Roberto.
Ha sido Wado Reloj, síntesis informativa.
I just got a call from John Valker, who said that WNEW was never WJZ, so sorry about that, John. I'm rather embarrassed.
John.
Okay, that's it for the AMs in New York, pretty much, with one exception, which we will hear later on. There are a couple other small AM stations. There's WWRL, which is a contemporary black gospel station. There's WWRV, which is where WEVD used to be, 1330, which is an all-Spanish religious station. There's also Infinity Broadcasting's WJIT, which is at 1480. That's right, Spanish Met Games. We also have 1380, which is WBNX, which is also Spanish. Did I say 1330 for WWRV? Who cares? And 830 WNYC. Don't forget them.
Thanks, guys. You know, you would think that someone in that town would be playing music somewhere on the dial, wouldn't you? Next month, we'll have more music than you know what to do with as we look at New York's FMs. For the DX Audio Service and Market Scope, this is Phil Wayne.
Thanks very much, Phil. If you'd like to do a Market Scope with Phil Wayne, contact Phil at 4265 Keygate, number 24, Toledo, Ohio, 43614. Remember, Market Scopes should be no more than 20 minutes in length. That's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you next month, and hopefully we'll get more material in on the tape. 73 and good DX.